Tior. In Giro Tior.
Afternoon, how are you?
Tom, Stephen. And cold and wet, I guess. Not really. I'm inside and down in the basement and just chilling out for a little bit. How's your day?
Had better, I had worse. I'm headed to the hospital. My mom, I think she either had a heart attack or her blood pressure just gets so out of control sometimes, and they said it could be from that too. But my wife is there with her. It's been one of those days.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Stephen, what hospital is she going to?
It's at Hillcrest in Simpsonville.
I don't know anything about that. We go to Greer, and then if it's heart trouble, well, they send us on down to the big hospital. And I'll tell you, they perform miracles there down there at Greenville Memorial. We're very pleased with them. But haven't done much today. We went down to the bank, went to the post office just to get out for a while and come back. I guess we're in for another bout of rain coming through. Well, I sure hope your mom does all right.
Thank you. She seems to be doing well right now. She didn't really realize she had had that. It was, you know, she wasn't feeling right. She ended up in the ER there, and they're gonna admit her. The enzyme showed up, you know, that it looked like it's a heart attack. The cardiologist said, well, it could also just be from her blood pressure being so high. It gets crazy. But, yeah, it's nasty and cold out here, I tell you what. I'm afraid it's still in 34 degrees. That's not too much above freezing, and all this wet stuff, that's not good.
My weather station here on the wall, which is out on a telephone pole, says it's 37 at 93% humidity, and it feels like 32. Well, we got to pay a visit to the heart doctor for my wife, too. Her blood pressure's been running low, and she has severe stenosis of the mitral valve. And I suspect they're going to balloon that out, more than likely. And they can even replace them nowadays. I'm pretty sure. I don't know which valves they can replace and which they can't, but hope it don't come to that anyways.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do these days, I tell you. Some of the stuff that they've done to me. good grief. I had cancer here 3 years ago, and they removed a big portion of my scalp, and they took a muscle out of my back, my latissimus muscle, and put it up there on top of my head along with some skin from my leg. It's amazing what they can do. They did that out in Houston at a cancer center out there, but goodness gracious.
A miracle. I know my son-in-law's, I was looking at this plane crash. This Learjet ran off the runway and run into a Gulf Stream. They haven't made those Learjets since the 80s, I'm pretty sure. I used to work there many years ago for a short time. But they're still flying. But my son-in-law's dad, two different times, or three, I had the heart valves replaced down here while his heart was beating. And that's unbelievable. They just started doing it over in Georgia, and it was about a year, and they were doing it over here. Just incredible, down at Greenville Memorial. And he had two other open heart surgeries, and they couldn't do them anymore because he had so much scar tissue. So they went up with a catheterization and put new valves in his heart. After a few years, that one went out, and they went back up, knocked that out, put another one in. unimaginable. And, you know, I've been through chemo once, and I have cancer now, but hopefully it grows very slowly.
It can be a lot, for sure. I ended up at MD Anderson Cancer Center there in Houston. It's really amazing to see the stuff that they do out there. And yeah, along in that time was when my mom was up at Greenville Memorial. She had a aneurysm, like on the top side of her heart, so they had to do surgery, open heart surgery on her. She was 80 at the time, I think. She's 83 now, so it's, I don't know. She has COPD, so that doesn't help any of this stuff either, you know.
We're going to be called the Geritol Net. I see you was born in 66, so you're old enough to know what Geritol was, I guess.
Absolutely.
I think Swell used to advertise, I'm not sure. Well, Patrick's on there. I better let you go, Stephen, but it's been nice talking to you, and we certainly hope your mom will be doing okay. I want to watch the weather forecast here, which is going to be all bad, I'm sure, but Chris Justice is pretty good. So be safe out there, KC4SDR in 0TR 73.
Glad to come back, and yeah, good talking to you. In 0TR, KC4STR, I'll be listening for a little bit longer.
Thought I'd mention you're Stephen T. Ruggs, that's TR. My call's in 0TR, so you can remember it. Tom Rouse, I got my initials in 0TR.
I did the same thing back in January. I was KC4IVP. And I honestly never really liked that. It was just India Victor Papa. I don't know. Anyway, I decided I'd do that. And then I went last night and passed my general. So I'll be getting yet another update on that.
General?
I went to Spartanburg. They had testing. I thought that the Breyers was going to be at the end of the month. I didn't realize it was this coming Saturday. I would probably just waited to the end. But they had one last night up in Spartanburg, so I just went up there and took it and passed it.
Well, congratulations. That's really great. I took mine all over the place, too, when I was up in Kansas. I took my, I can't even remember where I took my technician at. I took my general in Parsons, Kansas. Yeah, but I didn't pass the 13 words a minute because I hadn't prepared for it. But I took the written, and then I went back later and passed the Morse code part. And then I passed the advanced license in Fort Scott, Kansas, which is 30 miles north. Parsons was 35 miles west. And then I passed my extra class down in Joplin, Missouri, which included the 20 words a minute, which I thought, my God, I'll never pass that. I did, by the hair on my chinny chin chin.
Hey, back in 1989, I passed my 5 words per minute in my novice, and probably within, I don't know, a few months, I passed my technician. So that's kind of where I've been, Tech Plus, up until last night.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I did take the Tech Plus test, 5 words a minute. God, I hated code. I mean, I hated it with a passion. And when I finally got after, so you had to wait about 6 weeks, roughly, to get your piece of paper back saying that you'd pass the test. You didn't get it. There wasn't no internet. And then I did take the Tech Plus. And then I took the general written and then went back and took the code. And the advance was by far the hardest. And the extra back then seemed like it had a whole lot of satellite work on it, which I didn't care anything about. So I done it anyways. And then I went back separately to Joplin and took my blind buddy with me. He stepped on a landmine in Vietnam and blowed out both his eyes. He wanted to be the VE that signed my paper for me with the other examiners. And surprisingly, I passed it. And then I become a VE for quite some time until I dropped the code. And that didn't agree with me, but guess what? I don't make the rules, so that's the way it is, Stephen.
You know, I didn't think I would ever be able to pass the 13, so I never, you know, for general back then, so I'd never even tried it, and I, you know, was away from it for years. It was back when I was down in South Alabama. But, yeah, it's been a long time. Last, I don't know, year or so, I've been easing back into it a little bit. And since I finished that general, I'm going to start working on the extra, see what I can do. I don't know. Looks a little daunting.
Multiple choice. It's a whole lot easier than taking a code test, I'll tell you that. It took me about a year to get the code under my buckle to where I could go that fast. But after doing it, I said I'd never use it again. And then I got to thinking, well, you idiot, you worked all that time and put in all that elbow grease. You might as well use it. So I started using it, and I found out it's so much better mode because it's so narrow band. And a lot of times, if there's nothing on sideband, you can always get through, well, not always, but a great deal of the time on CW. But I heard that the military was going back to using some of it in the future. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it was dropped internationally, so they dropped it here too. And it's like everything else in our education system. If you can't pass the test, you lower the standards. And like I said, I don't make the rules. And it probably did bring in a lot more ham operators.
I said it probably did bring in some more folks. KC4STR. There was five other people, I think, there last night. And I think only one person was taking their technician, and the rest of them were general. So.
Well, I will say this. There was only 11% of us had the extra class back then when I took mine in 93 or 94, along in that area. And we had 25 kilohertz that was devoted to extras only. And when I was a VE, I had guys come to me and give me every excuse in the world to give them a medical bypass. Even one of them told me he had heart disease, so he couldn't do Morse code. I couldn't put those two and two together. But I said, no, I can't do it. Well, I'm a friend of your dad's, and I work on the railroad, and I said, I still can't do it. It's dishonest. And he didn't like me for that, but when they dropped the code, he got his extra anyways. But, that was nice to have that 25 kilohertz, which isn't much. Now, at the bottom of the band, that was extras only. But now, whenever there's a de-expedition, you got all these idiots with these encoders in their computers that they push a button and just sit there and push it over and over and over and over. Rather than really, they're not code operators, they're just computer operators. And then that FT8, when you look at QRZ, it's just saturated with FT8 now. And I don't see the, you know, with a click of the mouse, you've made your contact. Sideman, you talk to somebody, even if it's short. CW, you talk to somebody. But that FDA, I just can't. I don't understand that. And you didn't get credit for it. And the computer done it.
I never really got that either. I don't know if some, if you like to do it, I guess that's kind of your thing there. But I, for me, I'm like you. It kind of seemed like it defeats the purpose of it to me. It's no different than getting on, you know, getting on some kind of email or text, you know, chat something on the computer. I don't know. Maybe there's more to it, more exciting than, you know, for some people, but it was never a draw for me.
I agree on that, that's for sure. Well, Steve, it's been nice talking to you, and again, congratulations. I think that's great. The more you learn, the more you earn, and that applies to anything. I was trying to, I got some cards from the Bureau today, which I don't, I took that off of my biography that I received things from the Bureau, but I still get them. But it was a picture of a cattle car, and it's a memorial to the deportees, Yad Vashem in Jerusalem. It was a special event station. I worked on CW, and 17 May of 2024. I've gotten cards from the Bureau that were several years old before I got them. It says, Shalom, 4X-Ray 6, Mike, but I can't find his address. I was going to send him one back, and I haven't sent any cards out in a long, long time. But once in a while, I'll get a special one. And being it was from Jerusalem, I was going to, you know, it was a World Holocaust Remembrance Center. So I thought I'd send it back, but anyways, can't find the address, so I guess it won't. Take care, Stephen. This is N0TR73. Good luck.
Enjoyed the conversation here, so well, you have a good evening, and I might catch you a little later. We'll see how things go here. I'm almost at the hospital. N0TR, KC4STR.
C4STR, KR4ACR.
Good afternoon.
I was just going to tell you, I was at that same place you was at last night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, how'd you do?
I passed. They, of course, didn't tell you missed any or whatever, but I was the gray-headed guy sitting in the very back.
I was the second table in on the left there.
Okay, well, then I know which one you were. I heard you last night checking in, and I started to break in and ask you then. But anyway, good luck with your mother. Hope she does well. And good talking to you. Just wanted to holler at you a minute. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. I'll be clear on your final.
Appreciate it, and good luck to you. And, yeah, I'm here at the hospital. We'll see how she does. KC4STR.